now.
Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 59, and be prepared to roll up the pant legs, because the geek is getting deep around here. All right, I am your host, Lawrence of America. With me today, as always, is
Superior Gomer,
Adam,
Crimson Chris,
the Intrepid David,
Heather,
Gary
the Third.
All right.
So, and this is actually Larry Lawrence of America.
Yeah.
I introduced myself.
Well, there was some confusion on the website or on the Facebook page for Outright Geekery earlier this week.
Was there?
Yeah, they didn't realize that you were also
that
the Lawrence
was,
of
that
America
was me.
And the Larry.
I was gonna. That was me. I was actually going to put the whole thing, but then my autocorrect hit it, and
yeah. Just making sure our publics know who you are.
Well, okay.
Started off.
Are you going to be the guy that tells the world that Peter Parker is Spider-Man?
What? Yeah. Peter Parker is
Spider-Man? Spoiler!
Oh my god! I knew I was right.
Wait, what?
No, but I've never done anything under Larry on the internet.
You have what?
Larry on the internet.
Yeah, you're Larry on the internet. On Facebook,
but no,
you're
I'm
Larry.
Not.
On Facebook, you're Larry. And here, you're Larry. In real life, you're
this
Larry.
This is going to be the podcast right here.
Let's get to something important. There was a big explosion yesterday on Wallop Island. Let's talk about that.
On Facebook, I'm only Larry because it won't let me be Wave at the Blind.
No. Damn you, Facebook, and your rules.
I used to be Wave at the Blind.
I can feel you doing
you
that.
Still are, like on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's Wave at the Blind.
Well, right, I've been Wave at the Blind since I started Wave at the Blind Productions back in college.
That's a very witty name.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, I tried to give it to a band.
Wave at the Blind?
Originally, and that band later became Framing Hambly, but...
Oh, wow, they're actually pretty popular.
They are now, but they went through, like, 20 incarnations.
Yeah.
But, like, half the members all stayed in all of them.
Oh.
You know? But anyway, so, talking of rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air, and 60s Russian technology.
Yes. Yesterday, on Wallop Island, the Orbital Sciences Corporation's Antares rocket.
We have had our nation.
America. Hell yeah!
Has had its first corporate space disaster.
Yes.
Now, as far as I know, this may be a first for the world. Because every other government, they just build their own rockets.
Yeah.
We hire corporations.
Because America...
Well, let's face it, corporations, as soon as we gave them the vote, they bought our government.
Well, and also, I mean, the entire space race of the Cold War was nothing but an illusion of a fighting of the Cold War on a different front, and we're not fighting that war anymore.
Right.
Terrorists aren't going to the moon. Russia was.
You know.
We're fighting terrorists now, not Russia.
One day, there will be terrorists on the moon.
Only if America sends them there to the penal colony. We're closing down Gitmo and opening up Luno.
That would be cool.
I'm just waiting for the Escape to New York scenario.
Read The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein and then tell me about how sending criminals to the moon is a good idea. Because it's a terrible idea.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, the Antares rocket exploded about 15 seconds after ignition. And it was an internal. I watched the video. Actually, I watched it live because I'm really into that stuff. It was supposed to go up Monday, but there was a boat in the safety perimeter, so they shut the launch down and then rescheduled it to yesterday. And, yeah, I watch that stuff all the time. You know, I love watching space. I'm a kid of the 80s, you know. I love that stuff.
And, you know, it's very sad to me that it's so uncommon for somebody to watch that stuff nowadays.
It
used to be a major deal every time.
But I think it's...
Until the Challenger blew up.
Well, no, even after that, there was a...
We watched that live.
Well, after
let's not talk about the Challenger with me, because that's a touchy subject.
It exploded on
my birthday.
Oh, that sucks.
And then, years later, the next ship that exploded...
Discovery, I believe it was?
I thought it started with a C, too, but anyway. It exploded on my grandfather's birthday. Columbia, yes.
Columbia.
It
That's exploded. Right, exactly right.
My grandfather's birthday is, you know, like 2 or 3 days before mine.
Yeah.
It exploded on his birthday, so that's a touchy subject with me.
But, yeah, we did used to, my parents would keep us out of school.
Yeah, that's a double-edged sword, though, I think. I think, sure, back in the day when it was a novel thing, when science was first saying, hey, look, we're going to space every other month if we want to. Now it's commonplace. Korea is firing. France, for God's sakes, has a rocket that they sent up. I mean, come on.
We must get to the moon.
We must get to the moon. Croissant on the moon. It's the only good impression I do, man. You gotta give me something.
I still like your Larry.
Who said it was good?
Compared to my other impressions, it's good.
I was close
more. Let's hear your Larry impression.
You got a really good Larry impression.
My Larry impression only works when I'm starting the podcast.
Yeah, it only does.
All right! Welcome to another Geeks of the Square Table.
All right, anyway, a $200 million rocket.
Well, and it also used to be a motivational factor.
Agreed. But we want...
As a society, we wanted to do... We were trying to do these grand things, but we don't have those grand goals
anymore. Was it a grand goal, or was it Cold War propaganda?
A little of both.
I agreed. But right now, we don't have the Cold War propaganda aspect of it, so why should the government... You know,
care.
Why should they give a damn?
Because of that grand goal, instead of our motivation factor as a society is not, we are striving to be better and to do these great things.
We're striving to make money.
We're striving to not let the terrorists win
and to make money. Corporates. I mean,
we've become a fear-based economy, not a dream-based economy.
Yes. Well, that's Gene Roddenberry's entire dream, though, isn't it? Right there in one sentence. For us to get over our desire to collect wealth, to accumulate physical things and items,
right.
And to grow past that, and to
his was very much a streamlined utopian society.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there are still going
to
be issues, but it's utopian.
Further away from
agreed.
That.
Totally exactly. Agreed.
We are
totally agreed.
All right. So,
but let's the Antares rocket, $200 million rocket. Everything was insured. Everything's good. They weren't out of groceries on the International Space Station.
Thankfully,
there wasn't like an emergency trip.
It was an unmanned craft, wasn't it?
Well, America hasn't had a manned space flight on American soil since the last space shuttle went up. The Soviet Union has been doing all that.
So, you know, I think Kraft was one of those corporate sponsors.
Kraft, yeah.
even though it was a disaster, no lives were lost.
Yeah, and everything was insured. The worst story I read, it was heart-wrenching. There was an elementary school in Kansas or something that had a science project on there, and it's lost now. And they're like, no, we'll do it again. And they're like, nah, we really don't think we want you to
actually
do it again. That's sad.
Here there were a couple of injuries where some debris hit some people.
What I had heard
went up real far over.
Yeah,
and
I heard that in the cleanup and putting out the fire, there were a few injuries. But I only heard smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, all I heard was the smoke inhalation.
That was just weed.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Wallop Island, that's a great place to grow your stash. Cool.
Great loss of weed.
So, okay.
But yeah, we definitely needed to touch on that. That's a cool thing.
Definitely, you know, big story.
And this company, Science Corporation, or Science... Orbital Science Corporation, is actually supposed to be taking over for the Soviets, my bad, for the Russians... You know, in the next year or two, when it comes to putting men on
what
on,
was that about
on the space
child
show,
with the
80s? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
really,
Gorbachev for the win.
Glasnost,
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear this wall down,
rain smash.
Oh, let him tire himself out. He won't hurt nobody. And one of the ironic slash slightly disturbing things is. One of the competitors in the bidding process,
SpaceX,
is on video at a press conference laughing at this rocket years ago.
Yes.
It's like, I mean, come on. It's one of our competitors is a joke. It's based on 60s Russian technology.
Exactly.
And that competitor got the gig.
Because they undercut SpaceX.
Right.
That's who wins government contracts.
And they probably knew somebody. It don't even matter if you undercut somebody, as long as you know somebody.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to matter now. I think SpaceX should be our go-to, and Boeing. SpaceX and Boeing should be our go-to for if we're that's how we're going to continue to go.
Boeing's record's corporate. Not Boeing's always 100% record, either. So.
You mean for like air travel?
Well, as far as anything here lately, I mean their stocks are dropping like crap. I mean just Boeing is so behind in some of their technology and a lot of aspects. I don't agree.
They
with
still
Boeing.
Have more passenger jetliners up than I think every.
Yeah, but jetliners
jet
are totally different from rockets.
True, absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, otherwise we'd all be the Jetsons. I mean,
let's you're just right. Pull it up into space.
Yeah, as far as aerodynamics companies go, though, Boeing definitely has a leg up on most other companies, and they already have so many government contracts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with an awkward segue.
I don't think it has to be that awkward.
Well, I want to talk about awkward segues.
Oh, okay.
And a viral video I saw, OK Go, doing on the little Honda awkward segue unicycle shoved up the rear end thing.
Yeah.
They did this whole entire one-shot video, which is actually pretty cool, with like 1,000 extras, which all happen to be Japanese schoolgirls. You know, in a long one-shot video. It's pretty cool. Done with an octocopter.
Yeah.
Worth checking out. Neat. As a film buff, I thought it was interesting.
But most of OK Go's videos are done in one shot.
Yeah.
And they're cool.
They are a lot awesome. Of weird.
Very cool.
They I mean, put
like the one the treadmill. They did with like all the artwork.
And the that treadmill was, one. Oh, the artwork one was brilliant.
That was beautiful.
Brilliant.
But you cannot top the guys on treadmill.
Yeah.
You will never top that.
Yeah, and also, you know, while we're on the subject of Japanese schoolgirls,
oh, geez, really?
I want to talk up cosplay.
Yes,
two awkward segues in 1 minute!
Yeah, and there's Halloween's right around the corner.
The bad cosplay things I saw. And
at GMX.
At GMX, which we were at GMX.
We were at GMX. Was at GMX. We broke some news.
Right.
We conquered GMX, I think, is the word to use.
I did see an adult male with a build a little more robust than mine and probably just as much facial hair dressed up as a Catholic schoolgirl. Or somewhere between that and Sailor Moon. They had yellow wigs and pigtails, and it was quite disturbing.
Oh, or the guy, that was walking around in the Lolita dress. Did you see that guy?
So what is
there are some things that people do that give cosplayers bad names.
You look like a pack of
that is
sausages.
One of them.
Well, there's people. Every branch of everything has bad apples included.
And you know, one of the disasters that befell me was a 400-pound man dressed up in a Deadpool spandex who stopped suddenly to tie his shoes in front of me.
Did you fall over him? On purpose, I'd have fallen over him.
Depends on where he stopped to tie his shoe. Did he stop in the main hallway?
The main hallway, right in front of me. There's just some things you can't unsee.
Well, did he have his Deadpool thong on?
Dude,
you had your camera. That's perfect cosplay pics. What are you talking about?
He could have been my three cosplay Deadpool cosplayers that I needed for the scavenger hunt.
He could have been the three.
Now, I will say he and I were talking about this prior to the podcast, and I actually make costumes. We do some cosplay. We have fun. And I am a bigger girl, and by no means do I mean I'm a big size 10. I am, you know, a big girl. And there's a way to do things tastefully.
Right. I am not the peak of physical fitness.
Really?
You look like it.
But I know better than to walk around in a spandex unitard.
You're in shape. If that shaped circle.
I'm just more of a pair.
Yeah. I'm about to like.
I have the physique of the Michelin man.
So.
I understand this.
You don't even understand how hard the gym is being hit for me right now to do this cosplay that I want to do. Because I got to wear one of those. It's gonna be an experience.
All right, but if you look at comic books throughout history, and that's a lot of what. And all pop culture media that people cosplay as, a lot of them are scantily clad women. Or even scantily clad men.
Okay, but there's a difference in being scantily clad and being stick thin and being scantily clad and being a whole tree. I mean, seriously, I'm a tree. I will admit that. But
okay.
I can do slightly risque without it being
way out
trashy.
I will agree with that. I will agree that comic book and a lot of this...
There's nothing wrong with being risque.
Yeah, well, because a lot of comic... If you're actually doing the proper cosplay and trying to reflect the character on the page of comic book, just for example, it's going to be a bit risque. But I wouldn't say that any of that's trashy.
Harley Quinn
sometimes is, for example, is trashy on purpose.
Yeah.
She wants to be trashy.
Yeah,
it's not just trashy,
depends on the
for
person
example. Writing it. Yeah.
You know, if they're really large, trying to pull off that.
This is my husband trying to stay off the couch.
It depends on the type of
I think I'm okay with that. Okay. I think I'm okay with that.
When I was at Wizard World, there was a very large girl doing a Black Widow.
Okay.
Okay. But she pulled it off because of her attitude.
Exactly. I mean,
that does make a difference.
She was in it.
She was in character.
She was in character.
Yes.
And she pulled it off very well, despite it being, you know...
It can be done to the character.
It can be done.
It just depends on how you do it.
I think that there is a difference between people who cosplay to try to emulate their favorite character and people who cosplay just to try to get attention because I'm wearing this cool outfit.
Yes.
And I don't think size has anything to do with that.
No, size does have something to do with it. I will be honest. Size has everything to do with it. For me, if I, you know, I showed you guys the picture of me dressed up as Poison Ivy. I did a full-length dress that, you know, had Ivy off of it. And, you know, yeah, it had, like, the bustier appeal to it. But if I were to go straight up, say, Poison Ivy from the Batman movies from the 80s and 90s, you know, if I were to try to pull off the whole bustier unitard thing...
Yeah.
It would look like I had sausages coming out of the leg holes and boobs everywhere. It just wouldn't work. You just can't do that. You can emulate with class.
Yeah.
And still pull off what you're trying to do. You don't have to stuff yourself into something that you know is obviously
too small. I think we agree.
Yeah.
I think we agree. I think... People who do that, people who are trying to emulate the character, are going to emulate a character that they can relate with.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, it's going to be tasteful.
Yeah.
I don't care what size you are. If you're just going to get
it, I can relate with Japanese schoolgirl.
I think that was Larry's point by bringing that up. A dude dressed as a Japanese schoolgirl. Is he trying to emulate that because he actually appreciates the Japanese schoolgirl in popular culture?
It's for
shock
value.
It's for shock value. Exactly. And I think that's what distinguishes good cosplay and bad cosplay.
Yeah.
You can dress up as anything you want.
Probably.
It's your taste level.
Exactly.
It's your taste level.
Yeah.
And why you're doing it.
You know, here's the thing. When you have two characters that are like... Say you have two cosplay people that, you know, are bigger people. You have one that wants to dress up as Harley Quinn. You have another one that dresses as the Queen of Hearts. Who's who?
Exactly.
Because they're going to look the same.
Yeah.
The only difference is diamonds and hearts. That's the difference. And so you have to really think about the character you're portraying compared to what you look like. Because the person who looks like the Queen of Hearts is going to be perfect. Because she is a bigger woman. When you look at the Harley Quinn, you're thinking, dang, there's two Harleys there.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look right.
I understand what you're saying. I just
luckily there,
I don't
there
wanna,
are a few renditions of Harley
that
different people with different.
If we kept every cosplayer kept to only doing
what their body fits,
because I mean most comic book characters are unrealistic proportions.
Exactly.
I just wanted to dress up as the Blob.
That would work.
I just wanted to put a public plea out there. Consider honestly. There's tasteful ways to do this.
Yeah. Well, let's segue a little further into costumes.
I wanted to say one other thing under tasteless things, and I support GMX doing this.
Okay.
Because men deserve every right to be objectified just as much as women.
Yes. That's true.
They do a...
If not more so, we deserve
more. A kilt-blowing contest.
Bowling.
Is it bowling?
Bowling. Yeah, kilt-bowling.
Yes.
Bowling,
yeah.
One I was talking about, they use a leaf blower to blow up guys' kilts.
Wow.
Okay, then I
don't know what GMX you were at.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of it. This is...
That's just
they had
weird.
They were running around with kilts, but this event was supposed to be like an adults-only event, And it was supposed to be like after 10 o'clock. After
but the question comes down to with the kilt. Did they go like full Scottish kilt? Nothing underneath.
Okay, first few people I talked to that were wearing kilts.
It's too hot to wear anything under.
No, I'm talking about no underwear.
No, I've worn a kilt, and kilts are so warm.
Yes, they are.
You don't want to wear anything under. Well,
this is the other thing. Anyway, and congrats to Pablo, a buddy of mine, who won the contest.
The kilt blowing contest.
The kilt blowing contest.
This is how I know about this.
He was a judge. He was one of the judges.
Well, Hot Wheels was there, too. That's what she was like. That's what I'm ready for.
The kilt blowing.
I'm going to have to go back and look at the schedule now.
The kilt, it's kilt blowing.
That's weird to me.
They blew up guys' kilts with a leaf blower. It's like a reverse wet t-shirt contest.
Or a Marilyn Monroe.
And the prize was a bunch of goodies from Hustler of Hollywood.
Swag, yeah.
So when do I get tickets to the next one?
I believe you can buy them on the website already.
They're already out.
Merry Christmas to me.
What was GMX's purpose of doing this? To try to turn the tables on
a large portion of adult-only entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's just one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had basically the after-hour stuff.
It wasn't like them trying to flip the script on the whole female.
It was just equal opportunity.
But that's what I mean. Is it equal opportunity in the sense that they're trying to flip the script on people saying,
well, no, they already cosplay isn't, you know, like stuff that would attract guys that objectifies women. They wanted something that objectifies guys, just equal opportunity.
Why can't we just not objectify?
Well, it was voluntary.
All objectification is fucking voluntary.
I'm good with being objectified by women. I have no problem with that.
See, I have a thing. You know, if you are a woman, and I've heard so many complaints about this, it makes me sick. All these women that go in these cosplays or they go to these car shows and they talk about, oh, well, everybody's watching me and objectifying me. If you dress like a slut, you're going to be treated like one. I'm sorry.
No,
you are.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
They get, get paid.
And what man dresses like a slut and gets objectified?
I really like
how many men actually dress like sluts.
Exactly. So it's not a two-way street. It's a one-way street.
But that's the thing, if you're going to go and flash everything you've got, of course men are going to look and they're going to say something.
Naturally, and that's you're going to walk around in a bikini.
No,
if you're a very attractive woman,
it's
human nature. Guys are going to want to look
at her.
If
there's an attractive woman, I don't care what she's wearing, I'm going to look at her.
Thank you.
If there is a cosplayer who is only dressed the way she is because she wants to emulate a character, it is not right for a man to objectify her based on her fandom.
No.
And that's what's happening.
A lot of these
girls don't
even know.
But that's by people that don't understand.
You're telling me at the conventions.
But that goes back to the simple fact of if you're going to cosplay, do it with class.
Well,
period.
But also, it's a personal preference. It's personal judgment of what constitutes class.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
It does.
If you're dressed up as Harley Quinn, there's no way to dress as Harley Quinn tastefully.
There are cosplayers out
there is. I have seen it. Power Woman dresses as a classy Power Woman.
There's hardly no way to do it. Power Woman only has this much showing.
We're gonna but look. She's,
that is your.
I'm talking about women who go in there and basically just their nipples are covered.
At the beach.
Yeah.
Yes, that's not class.
What's the difference between the con and the beach? Then is it okay?
I don't find it class either way.
So it's okay for me to go to the beach or to go to the con and objectify people, but if I go to the beach and objectify a woman, then I'm wrong.
No,
she doesn't.
But they shouldn't be. Is my point.
I don't agree with either way. I don't.
But they
think
shouldn't
it should
be.
Happen at the beach. I don't think.
But what you're saying is some women are objectified because of what they're wearing, and they chose what they
wore. They do choose it. That's the point.
Yes, but it's our choice to objectify them, and that should not happen.
Well, and here,
but that's why they do it, though. So
to be objectified,
there are a large portion that do
possibly, but we've already.
But I'm not saying all of them do it to be objectified.
Agreed. But we've already established that there are two kinds of cosplayers: those that do it to get the attention, and those that do it to emulate their fandom.
Yeah.
We don't know.
It's a matter of showing respect to that individual.
Exactly. You show respect to that individual because we're ignorant to what their actual goals are.
Yeah.
Except homeboy wearing the Japanese schoolgirl outfit. We know exactly what his intentions are.
Exactly.
And yes, we should objectify him in a negative way every time.
No, you just get out. I bought a ticket. Too bad.
You knew what this was.
Let's get on to Marvel comic news. Marvel movie news. Damn it. This is all I've ever wanted to talk about ever in my entire life. And it happened.
Can we stop releasing stuff for a little bit so I can take it all
in? I can't. I can't. You can't. They don't give you time to slow down.
They don't.
I'm hyperventilating.
And that's
how much
the thing. It's been back to back from DC to you're just now getting the whole thing but DC released. Really now you're getting more
about Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay, yeah. Let's finish up on the kilts.
Half of them were actually just black skirts.
Yeah.
All right. If you're kilts are supposed to be plaid,
yep.
And they're supposed to be pleated, and they're supposed to be wool.
Exactly.
Anything other than that,
and by the way, my wife had to teach me what pleated was recently.
That shit Jonathan Davis wears on stage, that is
it's
not
a
kilt.
Skirt.
That is not a skirt.
I have
no problem if a guy wants to wear a skirt, but let's call it a skirt.
Exactly. Star Trek episode, what was it, 2? Dude in the skirt, mm-hmm. That's a skirt.
That's a skirt.
That's not a kilt.
That was not a kilt.
So who thinks Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is leading up to the Captain Marvel movie?
I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is leading up to Inhumans.
Yeah, I think it's leading up to Inhumans
as
well.
They're talking about how, what's her name? Sky is
and her
maybe
father.
Crystal. So,
because they've also revealed that the blue alien that brought back the Coulson. Agent
Coulson, is a Kree.
Is a Kree.
Yeah.
And
they released
Marvel
that,
get her powers from...
Spoiler alert, by the way,
yeah,
if you're not saying current with Agent S.H.I.E.L.D.
Technically, no. Carol Danvers did not. Captain Marvel did back in the day.
Yeah.
Before
and that,
he got
no,
cancer
a lot of
died.
People do not know that. On Tumblr, there's a giant post that's gotten like 3,000-something views.
Where people are
and
confusing
this chick,
the Marvels.
There's this girl on there who's looking at her computer, and it says Captain Marvel movie coming out.
Yeah.
And she's dressed up as Miss Marvel. And I commented. I was that guy. I've never done this before, ever. But I was that guy, and I was like... Well, .. That's a Miss Marvel costume.
Not Captain Marvel.
I just want to see people go there thinking it's a Shazam movie and leave.
No, that's what I'm waiting on.
Shazam hasn't been really called Captain Marvel in years.
He hasn't been called Captain Marvel enough for it to.
Well, more that's the reason why we have a Captain Marvel in Marvel Comics is to prevent Shazam from ever being called Captain Marvel
again.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
Like my father's generation knew him as Captain Marvel.
Shazam!
Yes, but here's the thing. If he introduces himself, as Shazam, he turns back into a boy.
Hi, my name's
He just can't introduce himself.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, that's
that's the whole point of calling him Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that is a good point. Well, they're not doing a Shazam movie, thank goodness.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Yeah,
the Rock
is back out.
Yeah, that is right.
Dude, I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait either. I'm going to see how... My name is Shazam. No, my name's Billy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you defeat him. Is you always make him introduce himself.
Like Mitzel Place.
That's how you defeat him.
Like Mitzel Place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyway, yesterday, Marvel Studios announced 9... Is it nine damn new freaking movies?
The Avengers, Infinity War.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's do it chronologically.
Okay.
Captain America: Civil War. That actually was named.
All right.
The Captain
Serpent
3.
Society.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kevin Feige came out and was like, it's Serpent Society. And I actually busted me. I actually put a post up real quick.
Yeah.
Serpent Society, and I had to go back and edit it. But no, it's going to be Civil War. Which leads me to believe that Captain America isn't going to make it out of the movie.
No,
a lot.
Well, not to mention that the actor that plays Bucky is contracted for more movies.
Yeah, and what else is he going to do besides take
be
the shield? Yeah, be
well,
Captain America.
Well, I mean, the guy playing Captain America, didn't he say he didn't really want to do it?
Well, that was rumored that
he
wanted
to.
He was going to retire.
He said he was done with acting.
But then
he said he was going to retire, and you know what? I think this is probably the like, no, do a couple more movies, then we'll kill you off.
Yeah.
Like I can see that being the thing.
Like I was talking with him last night, I'm just worried. I know we go see the movies and we know it's fake, but the little kids that go see this.
And you see Captain America get shot.
It's fiction.
I know, but
I
was little the Spider-Man movies came out, that was just real Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That
was the rest of the movies.
Captain America, and then...
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Guardians 2.
I love
Doctor Strange.
didn't they announce that
Captain Marvel
Cumberbatch is going to play Strange?
No,
it's not official. They are in final negotiations.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
And they did. What's the actor's name? Bozeman is his last name.
Mm-hmm. Bozeman's his last
name. Played.
Actually, China.
Yeah, he played Jackie Robinson in the 42 movie.
I think we're saying it backwards.
And he played.
He was James Brown.
James Brown in the Get On Up.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think it's Captain America: Civil War, then Doctor Strange,
then Guardians,
then Thor 2,
Ragnarok, Thor 3,
Ragnarok,
which is the one I'm most looking forward to.
Then Black Panther.
Yes, but Black Panther.
I like
his
look.
Yeah, the costume looks great for Black Panther. He's also going to be in Cap 3.
Yeah.
And Inhumans.
Oh, yeah. No. It's Infinity War.
That's the final two. Those will be the last two.
That one's coming out first, then
and then
Captain
one
Marvel,
year later,
then
the first Infinity Wars comes out before
comes out
Black
2018.
Panther.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
and
weird.
Then the second part comes after.
I need to pay attention when I write these articles.
Yeah.
All I can think of when they announced Civil War was, time to break out the Iron Patriot armor again.
Yeah, right? I'd be cool with that, man. I loved that armor. I don't know. I'm not sure what to expect from any of these movies.
And the one that's coming out first. I just want to see the Hulk destroy Iron Man
and rip his armor off.
That's what
piece by piece.
That's what I want.
Well, the thing is we didn't see another Hulk movie.
No, they're not doing a Hulk movie or a Black Widow movie. No.
There had actually been rumors they were going to make Planet Hulk.
He was asked after the event yesterday and said no, Black Widow and Hulk, neither of them are getting their own movie. But after Phase 3, we could go on to Phase 4. Yeah. We could have more and more. They could go on forever.
So this is all these movies are Phase 3?
Ant-Man is the last movie of Phase 2.
You know what, though?
I was thinking about Ant-Man yesterday
and thinking about Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And then I watched Halloween 6 because that's like one of his first movies.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
He's bad in that.
It's so terrible.
He's bad in that.
Woo!
Yeah.
But
he is no Johnny Depp in Nightmare on Elm Street.
He is not.
He was good in that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh the goodness. Only one good in that.
And plus, he had the coolest death.
Yo, man. I watched, there's like a 4-hour documentary on all
three
the
and a half hours, man.
We watched that.
It's brilliant.
Never Sleep Again.
It's so good. It's so good.
Awesome.
But yeah,
and
what do we all think?
People getting electrocuted?
Yeah, mm-hmm. On set. Yeah.
Sad all the time.
So, what do we think about the Marvel movies coming out? I want to hear Larry's first because he's going to be a negative Nelly on it.
You know,
when you put it out there, I'll tell you guys what I think.
I saw a
I think know. Right now it's a little too much.
I'm sorry.
But isn't that something to look forward to? I mean, what Marvel has created with all these movies isn't just a movie and then another movie and then another movie. They're creating chapters in an entire book.
But
of
that's
movies.
Exactly what DC okay. is doing.
This is something that we haven't seen on this scale.
We've seen like trilogies, and you know, we've seen, but we haven't seen like this whole like 20 some odd movies that are all connected together.
Yeah,
we've seen like you know the Star Wars, both trilogies. We've seen like The Hobbit, and we've seen like Lord of the Rings, but we haven't seen like okay. An event in this movie affects something in this movie.
Yes.
And we're going to have 20 movies like this.
Marvel announcing this is the equivalent of a stripper dancing for you. It's just a big tease.
Well, duh!
It's the first!
That's the whole thing. Marvel, all this stuff is just a huge tease. There's no point getting excited.
No, there
about
is.
It.
There is. Because
you get excited about it.
Hold on.
Stripper Marvel is going to take all your money and leave you with nothing but a hangover.
Hold on. Let me use your comparison and go a little bit deeper. Because when I see a stripper, I know she's got breasts. I know what's there.
Okay, now you're just objectifying.
No, I'm not. All strippers are objectified by definition. When I go see a stripper, I know what I'm getting. I had no idea I was getting a Black Panther movie and a Captain Marvel movie and all these other movies. I had no idea I was getting these.
No.
And now I did know.
But you don't know that you are.
No, they have announced that these are the movies coming out.
You can announce it, but until...
They put dates on the movies.
They basically.
So you're saying if a trailer comes out
for
Friday, until Friday comes, that movie isn't real. No, I haven't seen it yet, but it still exists.
But they can change
it. I knew breasts existed before I went to the strip club.
All right. But you're at the strip club.
But then you get surprised.
And they're telling you.
That's a shock.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's a trap.
That's what I'm worried about with the Marvel movies.
It's a man.
It's a man.
You can tell me about all these strippers inside, but until one sits in my lap.
You have no idea. But look, I see what he's saying.
You might work on it.
Marvel teased you with phase one, and they did sit in your lap. So well, now you're expecting them to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend the next eight years.
But here's the question. If they're sitting in your lap, are they sitting in your lap and feeling anything? Are you giving them what they need? Are you enjoying it? Are you paying for these movies? Are you one of the people that are giving them the feedback that they need to make more movies?
Do you give strippers feedback?
You the feedback is the money you're throwing at them.
Baby, toss them a little more.
If you're throwing ones, you're giving bad feedback. If you're throwing hundreds, you're giving good feedback.
I'm definitely persuading strippers to do more of their work.
Strangest analogy ever.
This is the best. It is. This is the best freaking analogy ever.
So what I'm saying. Here, are you going to be constantly throwing money at the stage?
Yes.
Do we want to do that? Do we want to spend the next 4 years just throwing money at the stage?
Let's look at it a different way.
Or do we want to toss a little money here and there?
Well, let's look at it.
Will you go to movies just to see the new trailer?
No.
Because the...
Not when it's going to be out Saturday after.
Well, because...
Yeah.
I know I'm going to end up watching all these damn movies.
Exactly.
I don't need the tease. I don't need anything.
I just think it's a little early to start that hype train.
I don't think it's... No, I don't. Because, and you said this yourself. These are not individual movies. These are chapters in a larger story being told. Because they have a chapter of that story due out on DVD in the next month and due out on theaters in the next 4 months and then another one 4 months after that, yes, it is a good time to build hype. Because you're not just building hype for those movies, you're building hype for the entire enterprise.
Build up hype for the entire
enterprise.
Until
the entire 20 movies
comes out, there's no way it can do anything but other than disappoint me. Because the amount of hype you can get worked up for,
Guardians of the Galaxy had a lot of freaking hype, and it still pulled it off. It's still impressed.
I ignored all the hype.
Well, that's your choice, though, and you can choose to do that now.
I'm choosing to do it now.
But isn't it great that Marvel offers the opportunity to make the choice?
You know,
yes, it is.
Yeah. You know, it's a good sign that they have the confidence to say, we're doing all this.
But Larry,
and that is
the
hopeful.
Yes.
And you know, and I understand if people want to get the hype.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that's the exact same as saying these preview books are pointless because then we're just getting on the hype of the comics that are coming out. I want to see what these covers look like. I want to know what's about to happen. This is actually a book where you buy stuff out of, though.
Yeah, this is a catalog.
Yeah, the products available in this are available 3 months later. The products that they were showcasing yesterday aren't available for another 2 years.
Now, if you were to tell me this movie is coming out in 3 months, I might get a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I would be hyped. But then,
I'm already hyped.
I've got
we're doing all these
4 years to worry
already
about the next Avengers movie after Age of Ultron. Essentially.
But it's still cool that they're announcing and saying, no, we do have an ultimate plan.
It is. It does show great confidence.
When you're reading a book,
it makes me more willing to get invested.
When you're reading a book, you don't want to get to chapter 13 and then just end.
It throws down the gauntlet again to DC to say,
it does.
There's no gauntlet. DC has given up.
No, DC hasn't even started.
They haven't done anything.
But basically, Marvel and DC.
They played chicken.
Exactly what I'm about to say.
That's one movie.
We're not going to move.
That was their biggest movie.
Yeah, it was.
Up to this point, yes.
I'm just
but
saying,
up to this point, they only have one other one.
I'm just saying, that would be the biggest movie. Marvel has Disney.
Yeah, they got the money.
They
behind
have
them.
Disney.
They've got the money.
That does
they've
make
got the
a
money.
Difference.
They've got the backing. They've got the story writers.
And Warner
they've got
Brothers
the characters.
Is not really that.
They have got
the
monopoly
in making.
Is because the only disappointment I've had for Marvel so far is Iron Man 2, and even
three.
Then that's
three.
Oh man!
And even then that's
I like Iron Man 2.
Exactly.
Iron Man 3, I was kind of iffy on.
I like
I
2 more than 3,
Iron
but
Man.
Those are the two that everyone picks as being the low points of the franchise so far. Where you're absolutely right. The trends show that they pulled it off. Warner Brothers, let me, you know, take Larry's side here. You're right. Only thing they have to show is Man of Steel, and that is not a good example of what they've
done. What I'm saying is Marvel doesn't have to throw down the gauntlet. DC has to prove they're a threat.
No,
they have to pick it up.
Let me go get the dog.
They have to pick the dog.
They have to throw it down. They're a threat. It's been sitting there.
Because
on the
rusting. They tucked their tail, ran away. They've got to come out with something that proves
because it does. It does come down saying when they move the date. It's basically saying Captain America 3 is more important than Batman versus Superman.
I'm not sure if that was
if you look at, we can't compete with this movie.
But can they not compete on it on quality or on the amount of backstory that's there? People are already invested in Marvel's series of films.
Based on their prior
not so much in Warner Brothers.
They can't compete on either ground.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But I think DC has already found a niche, is not the big screen, it's the silver screen.
Yeah, the small screen.
The small screen, exactly. Yes. They found their niche in that. All these shows that people watch all the time,
amazing.
Half of them are DC shows.
And they're great.
Did you hear about the new one they released, Krypton?
Yeah, David S. Goyer wants to do a Krypton show.
Those are different production companies.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Gotham, Arrow, Flash. Arrow and Flash are made by one production company. Gotham's made by another. Constantine's another one. And the DC movies are made
Comcast.
By an in-house production company.
Yeah. You know, Constantine is actually made by Comcast because they own NBC still. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Well, then it's going to cost more and more to be able to watch it.
Oh.
I hope not.
Sorry.
I drop cable, so I don't even have a dog in that race anymore. But yeah.
I haven't had cable in years.
It's one thing to build hype years before a movie comes out. But the thing about Marvel is they are building hype for an entire enterprise, which is from Iron Man all the way to Avengers 3 Part 2.
The thing with the hype train is like it's made for a certain type of person. Hype trains for people who want to be excited about the stuff.
Who
and then
want
you have,
to be hype.
Exactly. And then you have the people like you who don't care because you don't care anyway.
Hype,
and
you're going to
see
the
movie
hype me up six months
yeah,
before the movie
see
comes
the movie.
Out.
You'll, exactly.
I'm going to run out of it by then.
I don't mind them
I don't
announcing
think so.
These movies
exactly.
Or
and that's exactly what I'm getting at.
What hype has been built around any of these movies that they were announced yesterday besides them just simply being announced?
Exactly.
I know.
They didn't make it this hype.
Yeah.
They let the people, us, we're doing that.
I don't even think they let us.
Okay, it's like
Warner Brothers did their big announcement. Marvel's like, well, we got an announcement too. If you guys want to try to build some hype, we'll build hype.
Did you see the news about IMAX that they accidentally tweeted that Batman v Superman trailer is supposed to be on Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah, it's going to be in the Hobbit movie.
Yeah.
And I'm already going to see that, so that's just an extra tasty treat.
I'm not. I'll just wait till the day after. That's Saturday.
Yeah, but I'm going to see it. Like you said, I'm going to see the Hobbit anyway.
I'm not going to see the Hobbit for that
trailer.
I'm just saying that's an extra treat for me because I am going to see it.
That's the cherry on top.
But we can.
I didn't buy tickets for a trailer.
But we can. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Because I can watch the trailer 40 times on YouTube.
Yeah, but we can all agree that there are people who will go to see this Hobbit movie
just to see,
just
the trailer.
To see this damn
just
trailer.
So they can be the
first to see it. And those are the people who
they're wasting their money.
These are the people who they're trying to get. They're trying to make.
And it's genius.
Because if you'll spend that money to go see a trailer, then you'll spend the money to go see the movie multiple times.
Exactly. And those people, the people who get most hype about news like this, baseless really news, unimportant events like this, are the ones who will continue to hype it to the rest of the public. It's built in free publicity for these movies.
I don't think I've heard the word hype used so many times since the 1980s.
Hype will. Yeah.
Word.
Hype. But yeah, I'm super excited. Should we go around the table and find out what movie we're excited about the most? Which individual Marvel movie? Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, see, I can't participate in that one because mine's not even Marvel that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, which of the Marvel movies announced yesterday are you most excited for?
Captain Marvel? I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm not overly thrilled with seeing any of them, but so far the Marvel movies have been good for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, the movie
you're
I'm
a DC
dying to
person.
I'm waiting to see the most is not even a Marvel movie or a comic book.
Oh, what is it?
It's a cartoon movie.
What is it?
I'm looking forward to the humanized version of Gem and the Holograms.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge cartoon for me when I was young.
I love Gem and the Holograms.
I'm in love
with
the
early
people.
Crush.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have my Barbie dolls.
Nice.
I still have part of the stage. You know, I'm girly on this, but when I heard it was being released
awesome.
And saw who was in there.
Yeah.
She's truly outrageous.
Don't get me started. But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing that. And I guess I... am in ways looking forward to seeing the Wonder Woman movie because they have put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm 100% with the storyline.
Oh, really?
The storyline's going to be a little iffy for me.
It's a new 52 storyline.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that.
It's the best one for them to go with in that realm.
It's the easiest one for people to understand.
Because it's now.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. They're wanting to introduce her as the daughter of Zeus.
Yeah. That's
how
she is now.
Here's the thing. You know, it's I just think it's a little...
Do you think it takes a part of her humanity away by making
her
a demigod?
It does. It makes her a demigod, and it takes away part of who she is. And you know, I've seen storylines, you know, she was born of water. Technically she should be the daughter of Poseidon, but that's beside the point.
Well, I've also heard she's born of clay.
Exactly.
So she should be earth and water.
Exactly.
She should
she should be an avatar, that's it. But yeah, I'm not a demigod.
Yeah, there you go.
Within
the 52 revision of her origin.
I actually have not read that particular
I don't like it.
I want to get into it, but like I said, I work so much, I hardly have time to read, but, you know.
That I do like.
Week's issue, issue 35, is actually the end of the run that this creative team has.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's really good. The Finches are taking over.
I need to get it and read it and see where they're putting
it.
Totally
worth it.
I've read the older versions. I haven't read the new
one. She's more of the old one.
Greek mythology, it's rife with all these heroes. What do all the heroes have in common?
Daughters, sons of the gods.
Daughters and sons of the goddess.
Yeah, but
they also
have tragic endings.
Well,
the majority of
Wonder Woman in that book, it does get tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, rolling her into more typical Greek mythology
I think so, too.
Kind of a stroke of genius.
Yeah.
Especially competing against Thor and that.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to totally knock it. I'm just saying it just...
Well, you haven't read it yet. You can't knock it.
You know,
she's been looking forward to Wonder Woman for so long.
Oh, God.
Plus, like, if you got somebody like Superman running around, you got to have somebody else who has that godlike power as well.
Well, that was my thing about the Captain Marvel announcement. Captain Marvel... maybe besides Hulk, is by far the most powerful person they've introduced as far as their movies coming out. I'm just wondering how they're going to balance that. You know,
they'll probably.
And that's another thing. How do you balance
out
Wonder Woman and Superman being on the same team?
Here's the thing for me,
and make it so Batman is actually able to do any damn thing.
Yeah,
a lot of it. We saw it in Justice League.
Justice League is Batman and his bitches with Batman hanging out in the Watchtower telling everybody what to do. That's a boring movie.
That's not what it'll be. When I say Justice League, I'm not talking about like the animated cartoon. I'm talking about like all the animated movies that have come out. He's not been the guy in the Watchtower saying, "Cyborg, you go do this."
Kind of like Doom.
Batman.
Where basically, you know, he was the brains there. Everything was about him.
Yeah,
he was more than the brains. He was freaking everything.
What was that?
What was that? Clark?
One was the other movie? The one where
in a movie it's difficult to. They're doing a Munchkin comic.
It'll with the ideas.
Oh. Just like
what else do we want to talk? Are we still talking these movies?
What about them?
I don't know.
Well, I thought we were going to go around the table and say...
I'm
Thor Ragnarok. That's the one I'm looking forward to most. I think with all the characters we know there, we can see some Asgardians fall. There's plenty of room for feels there. Everybody loves Loki. More Hiddleston is good for everyone.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok is my
pick. I mean, and of course, just based on the characters now, Iron Man and Guardians are my favorite series out of that.
You looking for Guardians too?
Yeah,
I'm the only one out of these three that liked the Guardians movie.
Oh, it was awesome!
It was just too hype for me, and then when I saw it, it wasn't.
It overhyped it to me.
I loved
it. If they hadn't hyped it so much, I'd have liked it.
When it comes to hype, everybody who's selling anything.
Well, you know what? I don't have
cable,
so maybe that's why I don't get all this hype that you guys have.
I tell you, my favorite part of the movie was when he was at the beginning, when he was listening to the tape recorder.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
I mean, with it, I saw the one trailer, of him doing the how does
middle
this machine
finger,
work?
Machine,
breaking up his
middle
finger. I saw that one trailer, the police lineup, and I'm like, okay.
That looks
good
enough.
I'm going to
watch
this movie.
Exactly.
And I didn't see anything else. Of course, I don't watch over-the-air TV, so it's actually kind of an accident when I do see a trailer or a commercial.
Well, I seek out trailers online.
Howard the Duck, though.
Yeah. But what,
spoiler.
Who else? What's your favorite? What are you looking most forward to, Adam?
I'll probably go with Inhumans. I'll probably go with Inhumans. I've always been a fan of Black Bolt. I think Inhumans is going to be the biggest toss-up out of all those movies.
Yeah, it's definitely iffy.
It's a group of obscure characters.
It's very obscure characters, but I think it's exciting. I think it's Marvel finally replacing the X-Men and mutants.
What do you think about the rumors that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are Inhumans? Do you think that's pretty much a gimme now?
I guess. I think they're related.
With Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if they're going to go the Inhuman route, that is probably the safest way to do it. You know, why did they survive the test and nobody else did when they were exposed to the scepter?
Yeah.
Why did they get powers? I mean, that explains it perfectly.
It does.
In the Avengers trailer, there's a guy that looks kind of like Wolverine. Who's that dude?
Andy Serkis?
Yeah. Oh, he's Claw. He's
Black Panther.
Black Panther's villain.
Yeah. Okay, because I didn't know who he was.
So we're getting Black Panther.
Well, you rarely ever see his face on anything.
Yeah, you don't see his face hardly at all.
So, Christian, out of the nine.
Probably the Suicide Squad. I'm just kidding. I know. I'm going to hell. Probably.
But out of the WB, definitely Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I really like the Civil War story, so probably Cap 3. Probably Cap 3. So far.
I'm worried about what they're going to do with it.
I am too, but that's why I'm excited to see it, because I really don't want them to mess it up.
They're lacking so much.
Because they can't put Spider-Man in it.
That's the thing.
They can't put the Fantastic Four in it.
Captain America.
Yeah. No mutants, actually.
Yeah, Captain America Civil War is going to be just as much of Marvel's comic book Civil War as Avengers Age of Ultron has to do with the Age of Ultron.
Really, all it has to have is just Captain America and Iron Man.
Exactly. They were the two big guys in that. It was...
But I would love to see
Spider-Man. Yeah, but I actually really, really like Captain America anyway. I want to see Captain America. Man, whatever. I want to see him like straight up bitch slap Tony Stark with the shield. But his shield gets broken in this movie, so he's going to get the shield.
I mean, do we think they're going to actually do a registration act in Civil War?
But that's the thing. Like, how are they going to put that in and make it work?
I don't think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to introduce a lot of these little things.
Yeah.
I think it's going to introduce a lot of the Inhuman characters. Yeah. I think it'll introduce the registration act.
In Captain America 2, they definitely got into some stuff.
Yeah,
that,
it's very political. Well, it was last political. Episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the one that came on
Look
last night, there might be that angle to it.
Yeah, they suggest that Sky is
No, not Sky, but the registration act.
Oh, wow, really?
Because of who Ward's brother is.
Oh, neat. Okay. No spoilers, but okay. What about movies?
Captain Marvel. Katie Sackhoff.
If that's Katie Sackhoff, I'll go see it like 40 times. I'll go broke seeing that movie.
Yeah. I'd like to actually see Anna Torv take over. She was
I want
the blonde in Fringe. I'd love to see her. I think
Katie Sackhoff could probably pull it off the best.
She's definitely the dream choice.
She could be serious.
It probably won't be her. But if it is, like I said, I will go broke.
And that to me is
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel personified.
Yeah. I'll start being that guy. I'll buy Captain Marvel everything. I'll do it.
Lunchbox.
Dude, you already know.
Tattoo.
Phone case. Boxers, everything.
Underoos.
Well, then I'll make you a dress. Don't worry.
All right. I'll wear it to work. Welcome to Academy.
Okay, speaking of which, if you'll make him a Captain Marvel dress and he'll wear it to work, I'll buy the material.
It is on.
Okay, that does bring me to one thing that I had problems with a few years ago. I get hoodies I wear hoodies all the time when it's cold. I have all the major Justice Leaguers except for Wonder Woman. And when I brought that up, people were downing me for saying that I wanted a Wonder Woman hoodie.
Why?
That's sexist as hell, man. You tell those people, you go kiss your ass. That's terrible. Exactly.
People are complaining about it. I'm like, why?
When the next time you say it to a guy and he says something to you about it, you're just like, oh, you don't like girls. My bad.
Yeah.
That's all you got. That's what I do. That's what I do all the time. She's like, oh, why do you want to be this female character? Christian the Phantasm was a girl. Oh, you don't like girls? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't know.
My husband's a bona fide lesbian, so it's okay.
Cool. I respect that.
Me too. But what Marvel movies are you guys looking forward to? Captain Marvel's a great pick, man. It's going to be so fun.
If the truth comes out that there is going to be an Iron Man 4, then I would be all over it because I love the Iron Man stuff.
I doubt it.
No. They haven't.
You know,
Iron Man 4 is Captain America 3.
Yep.
Well, I mean, for me, I love the Iron Man series. I've liked it since movie 1, so for me, I'm in. But Captain Marvel could be interesting.
That's going to be awesome.
You know, glad to see a chick coming to the forefront. Yes. I'm happy about that.
Both of them are doing that. DC and Marvel are doing female.
DC didn't have a choice, but Marvel had a choice.
But I think that might be why Marvel's doing it.
That was going to be my next question. What's missing that we wanted to see? And that's my
opinion. What's Captain missing Marvel's is the union anyway. Between the two companies because they need to just quit effing around.
They need to do an amalgam. I was going to say, amalgam would be great. I'd love to see a
Dark Claw. I would die. If I just House saw of a teaser.
The payroll for that budget. The payroll for that movie. The payroll budget would be so huge having to pay all those people.
Be a great movie, though.
Yeah. What about what was missing from the lineup?
Here, Mark wants to say something real fast.
I'm glad to see Doctor Strange.
I am
something different. I mean, they're going in the magic rather than
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, that hasn't been confirmed. They're in final talks, but hopefully, it's probably 90%. Man, it's got to be.
I want it.
It would be his biggest role.
I'll tell you, if you get a chance, get on YouTube. Check out him being on the Graham Norton show. It was hilarious.
Awesome. Anybody worried about him doing an American accent?
No.
Absolutely not.
He had a role. I don't even remember what movie it was. I posted a video to it, but he does a perfect American accent.
He does.
And like I said, with the Graham Norton show, he's been on there multiple times. Yeah. If you've seen him do different voices, he is very good at impressions.
He does a Chewbacca Harrison impression Ford.
That sounds perfect.
And Harrison Ford said when he did his Chewbacca impression, he felt like he was back on the Millennium Falcon. Awesome.
But he does a lot of impressions, and he's really good at it.
Well, it'll be interesting because up to this point in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they've established magic as being just really good technology.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm wondering how they're going to mesh that together with the Doctor Strange stuff. Because it's going to have to...
Maybe alien technology?
Possibly the Eye of Agamotto and the cloak are just...
I'd rather them just go with just magic.
That was the best way to explain the Asgardians in the movies.
With magic. And they did. They went with technology, though.
You know, technology so advanced that it appears to be magic.
Yeah. Magic and science are the same thing.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm just curious how they're going to pull that off. That's a concern I have.
I say just go with magic. Just straight up magic.
Because, you know, like in Thor 2, when they got Natalie Portman and they're scanning her on the machine, and she's like, is that a quantum field? And they're like... And then they're all like...
Yeah. What about what's missing from the lineup?
We got Gary.
I just want to see Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I haven't seen Thanos in a lot of stuff, and I haven't read anything with him in it. I want to see what he can do.
He can do a lot of stuff. He can kill everybody.
That's what I was telling him.
Yeah. There is such a build-up, though, before that.
Because that's what
my mind is
going to
be totally
so
changed
much.
By the time time for Thanos comes out. And I think that's what Larry was getting at. By the time Avengers Infinity War comes out, we're going to know so much more, and the whole universe is going to be so substantially different that building the hype now is a little...
I didn't understand at first why Thanos was pushed back so far and why Ultron was before it, but now it makes more sense because with what they have now, there's no way that they can beat Thanos. So
They need Captain Marvel. They need some Inhumans.
Yeah, they need everybody.
Yeah.
So now it makes more sense. But when I first heard, I was like, why were they pushing back? He's supposed to be the next.
Thanos really needs to look at our website and know that he should attack now. Before they find the Inhumans in Captain Marvel.
They show Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. We watched a video. Yeah,
6-second video.
Yeah.
We're going to have to build a bigger army.
Yeah.
I don't even say
shit.
But,
that was the only thing we heard.
What about what's missing from the lineup? Larry mentioned it. Black Widow.
Black Widow. I'm kind of disappointed there's not going to be one of those. I thought that would be a really neat, you know,
even a prequel movie. Even a prequel movie.
No, I don't want any prequels for you, Marvel.
I wouldn't mind that. Let DC do that. The first Captain America is technically a prequel movie.
See,
and it was awesome.
Technically.
I see what you did there. That will be Dark Cloud here.
No, that's okay.
But any movie that I've ever really been disappointed in, I was disappointed in because of all the hype.
Yeah.
I try very hard to ignore stupid hype.
But is just announcing a movie hype? In the context
when
of
when you announce
movies,
that many movies at one time.
It's chapters to a larger tome.
When you have a giant fan event to announce your movie, that is hype.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. But, I see what you did there.
But, all right, if there's a movie coming out, what about Star Wars? When they announced Star Wars was coming out in 5 years, 3 years ago, that wasn't hype, though, right? Because, it's fucking Star Wars, man.
Hey, but also, I've told him, I refuse to watch any of the trailers or commercials. Yeah. If a commercial comes on for Star Wars, I'm turning it. I don't want to be.
But that's
I don't
your
want
choice, though. That's your choice, though.
I mean, I love Star Wars.
Will ruin the movie.
But isn't it a good thing for them to put out the so-called hype material for people who will want
the
hype?
But here's the thing. The hype gets to the point where it ruins it for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, they can avoid the hype.
If you hype it for
one movie,
if you hype it for years, it's too much. A year in advance, maybe.
But it isn't...
You'll forget about it. How many posts did you see on Facebook in the last couple of days about
beyond the news? Facebook always has posts about current events. Tuesday's event was definitely a current event. But when you have an animal...
The wars happening on the other side of the country.
Yeah, I know.
Our current events. The lineup for the next... That shows what America's all about.
Marvel really
does. No wonder they all hate us.
Stuff that's going to happen.
Yeah, they hate us.
Current event.
No, Marvel having an event and making an announcement was definitely a current event. Sure, they were announcing stuff that's happening 5 years from now, but that's two different things. The thing that they announced might be hyped too much, but the announcement itself was a current event. Anyway, with the thing that Marvel is doing with their cinematic universe, it's a different sort of animal that David was saying earlier that we just don't have any previous example. There's no precedent for what they're doing.
This is.
I gotta get going.
Yeah, precedent.
There's no precedent for what they're doing. So if there's a movie that comes out and then the sequel comes out and they're like, okay, in 2 or 3 years we're gonna have another sequel to that movie, and they announce it as soon as the first film comes out, is that the same sort of hype?
Nice to meet you too.
All right, movie A comes out.
You know,
movie A is
time,
good.
You know, in 5 years' time, the average price of going to see a movie will be like
$20, $30.
Oh yeah, $30. I can believe that. I saw
a comment after they released all that that said, thanks, Marvel. Now I have to be really careful and make sure I survive the next few years.
Yeah. Well, Godzilla came out. The new Godzilla movie came out. The weekend that it came out, the Saturday or Sunday, they already said, no, we've already got two movies planned for another 5 years.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Godzilla doing it
and
Marvel
doing it?
Pacific Rim did the same thing.
Because you go and look at the number of Godzilla movies that have been out.
It's still hype. Doesn't matter who does it.
Okay.
Because
it's Marvel, because they're the big man on the totem pole, we'll
it gets
shit
more
on them
attention.
Harder.
No,
exactly.
But Godzilla said we're making two more movies. They didn't say who the bad monster
going
to be.
I'm not saying they shouldn't hype their movies.
I know they said something about Mothra.
They
said King Ghidorah.
Too much hype.
It's basically
not the ones hyping the movie.
I'm not saying they are.
It's the hypers. It's the hypers doing it.
I'm just saying too much hype can kill a movie.
Mothra in those movies.
So yeah, I personally avoid it, and so do a lot of other people.
Well, one thing about the Star Wars, when I sat in on the Grunberg Q&A, he did say that Abrams was using the hype to kind of assure fans that this is going to be the movie you want.
Exactly.
With the back and forth between him and Snyder.
I don't want to see it.
See, that's the thing. Promotion has become its own thing. And it is. And the way the internet now and social media, the hype machine is nothing more than a Twitter post.
Yeah.
Marvel can put out a Twitter post with an image of Thor's hammer like they did before Thor 1 came out, and the internet cracks in half because they're, holy shit, we're getting a Thor movie.
Yeah.
And it's not Marvel doing anything except putting out a single tweet.
Right.
So I don't think we can blame these companies
now,
for their fans
the
getting so hyped.
Choice.
They want the hype.
I never blamed the company.
But... company that had the event. That's pushing for movies 5 years
ago. You
asked
me what
I
was excited about. I'm not excited about any of these yet.
It's just still a bit early.
Early to get excited without knowing, but based on what you know now, you could get excited.
But if you get too excited
now,
you're going to run out of it by the time it gets there.
I don't think that can happen.
For me, too much hype ruins a movie, so I avoid a lot of it. That's all I'm saying on it.
I just don't put that much stock into a trailer.
Let them hype it all they want. I don't care. It's going to ruin it. It's going to make a lot of people disappointed.
For now, it's like saying, hey, in 5 years, we're going to have the woman of your dreams standing right in front of you.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you're like, she's nothing like what I imagined her to be.
Yeah, for 5 years, I've been imagining this.
No. Let's stop right there. Because I have been imagining superhero movies since I was in fucking diapers.
So have I.
The hype machine has been going since I was born. For these movies.
For nearly 37 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That's why I say that these superhero movies, and especially the way that, that Marvel and now DC are handling these movies, they're different animals than what we've seen previously.
I have no problem with them announcing it. I have no problem with them hyping it.
You're pissed off at the fanboys hyping it.
No, I'm not pissed off at anybody.
Well, you don't want the movie ruined for you, though, do you?
I don't watch the hype. I pay no attention to it.
Okay.
Me, personally, it does nothing for me. Because if I pay attention to it, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, see, that's the thing. The hype, specific hype, doesn't do anything for me. Hype in general, though, yes. I like it when people are excited about my hobby of choice.
Okay. Say you have these movies coming out, and it gets overhyped. Well, or not. Say a movie doesn't get hyped at all. Are you still going to go see the Marvel movies regardless?
Yes.
Exactly. You will.
Yes.
But the average person out there won't.
If it's not hyped.
No, they have to get it completely
not
hyped
anymore.
Up. They have to get it completely hyped up.
I don't think with Iron Man up to probably the first Captain America movie, I would say yes, that was how they had to have the hype. Now, I don't think Marvel needs the hype machine to push their movies. Oh, right. I'm supposed to stop in the middle of my damn sentence because you were going to have the podcast.
Just letting you know that it's time to wrap it up. I don't have one of those little music things.
It starts the bumper music.
That would be funny.
It starts the bumper music.
All right.
Final thoughts.
Yes, final thoughts.
I mentioned it last week that I am watching Star Trek Enterprise because I watched it once before and it didn't get to me. You know, I wasn't that, you know, into it. I fucking love the show.
And also, I will repeat Jules' comment to you. Are you on meth?
I might be.
Also, with your final thoughts, I want to know your prediction for who is in the woods with Daryl.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, we didn't.
Not at all.
Oh, gosh. Now you got me.
I don't know.
All right.
Beth?
No.
I don't think but I don't have a prediction. All right.
Well, that's fine.
Star Trek Enterprise, check it out. And Beth.
I really enjoy it.
I do, too. I enjoy Enterprise. I can't believe it.
Well, final thought. Yeah. Looking forward to the PTQ this weekend. Larry and I and Larry's girlfriend Amanda are on a team.
Nice.
Awesome.
We're gonna where's
first
that
of
happening?
All, there's some fail in that sentence.
What?
It's a Grand Prix, not a PTQ. Grand Prix is a much bigger event than a PTQ.
Okay.
Where's this happening?
It's downtown Nashville at the new convention center.
Magic the Gathering Pro Tour.
Yeah.
And, just so everybody knows what the hell you geeks are talking about.
We're not playing Mario Kart.
Just so everybody knows, seeing as how I've never actually said anything publicly, yes, I am dating a girl named Amanda.
I'm married to a girl named Amanda. Different girl.
I'm not a girl named Amanda.
My first wife was a woman named Amanda.
I'm so awkward around you.
That's the
you
thing. My first wife was a woman named Amanda.
You have said stuff about her in the past. I mentioned my girlfriend, but you never mentioned her.
Not by name.
Never mentioned her name.
Well, I didn't mention her last name.
How about all girls are just named Amanda if we talk about them on the show?
No.
His ex-wife is Amanda. I'm not going to be compared.
Who do you want for Captain Marvel? I want Amanda on there.
The world not known as Amanda.
But I do also have a sister named Amanda.
Oh, weird.
I
wouldn't be able to do that. Date a girl with my sister's name? That'd be weird, dude.
You can't do it.
Well, stepsister.
Oh, that's different. Yeah.
But when it's right, it doesn't matter what the name is. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're.
But yeah, it's a big Grand Prix. It's a team event. Should be fun.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be doing some coverage for Outright Geekery for this? Just a little bit, maybe, even though y'all are playing?
That depends. If
There's going to be some rules and stuff that we probably will have to adhere to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do coverage and compete.
Okay.
Not legitimately. You can, I could write a story or something about it. That's what I'd like.
Some idea.
That could be done. Yeah.
And maybe the deck that won or something like that.
And if we don't make it today, too, we could cover some stuff like that. But I will.
Oh, you guys are making it today, too. I got money on y'all.
either way, I'll be doing events all weekend.
Awesome.
I definitely am going Friday. Depends on how we do if I go Saturday.
Well, Saturday is the main day.
Yeah, but we're going Friday, right?
Friday. You have to go Saturday.
Because that's the main day.
That's the day you compete.
That's the team event Saturday?
Yes.
So what are we doing Friday then?
You have to go register Friday.
That's
Okay.
And you have to have your so girlfriend go in there and steal a black belt for you because Mr. Miyagi didn't know to get you a black belt.
No.
What kind of belt do you wear? JCPenney's.
Oh, JCPenney.
So.
$5.99.
All right. Do you have a prediction?
Who's with Daryl?
I can't think of anybody in the comic books that shows up between that time. So I'm going to have to say that Daryl and Carol went and got Beth.
I think that's what happened. Morgan? Is it Morgan? I don't think so.
All right.
I think it's Beth.
Unless it's the most obvious choice.
Well, that is too early for that.
Yeah. It's too early for that.
I think that
it's
becomes the problem. Too obvious is too obvious.
Well, I think too obvious is the best because it's like, oh, of course, I was right.
What happened?
When the hype machine goes up, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong.
I hate predicting stuff and being right. I hate it.
What happened with Bob at the end of the episode, that one episode, I kind of knew what was going to happen in the next episode. Yeah. So that I'm actually kind of glad that they got rid of the people from Terminus now.
Well, Larry, I like it because Larry was totally wrong. He said, no, the first half of the season are going to drain out Terminus the rest of the first half of the season, and he said no.
I'm definitely excited that they are shortening that a little bit.
Definitely.
Because there was a trailer.
I actually will tell you they're still going to continue the Hunter thing, but I'll explain that in a minute.
There were still more Terminus people.
Right.
Yeah.
But they
I thought they had a preview
or a trailer where Garrett was with them, and they said, we're going to D.C., and we're taking you with us. I remember their trailers doing something like that.
And they are already talking about D.C.
I think they're introducing a new character. I think that's what they're going to do.
Definitely.
Otherwise, he wouldn't hide it.
Definitely.
I voted other on Talking Dead. I don't know. I have no clue.
Chris Hardwick.
It's Zombie Bob Kirkman.
I think it's going to be one of the people that are from a new group of kidnappers that are going to take over playing people hunters. And they're
like
still
the gang, like Daryl's gang from the midseason last season?
No, it's going to be a much more organized gang.
Or it could
not the
be,
redneck gang. I love the redneck gang.
It could be the characters for the spinoffs.
No, I don't think they should do that.
No, I don't want to do actual spinoffs.
Oh. I don't want them to meet.
Maybe it's the Hispanic family. From like the very first couple of episodes.
That would be a nice tie-in. What if it's the black guy?
Morgan.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Morgan.
They did show him.
They
showed
him. I do think he will join.
They didn't show him last
soon.
Episode.
It was the episode
He's
before that.
He's going to be following the tree marks.
Yes.
Which they were established was done by the people from Terminus.
Yes. Yeah, he was headed to Terminus. He's going to follow those tree marks from Terminus to the church.
Yes.
Daryl's going to come out of the woods.
But the thing is...
with a member of the group that kidnapped Beth. Beth's not going to be with them. They have Carol, and they have Abraham, Maggie, Glenn, all of those. And we will get them all back together by the end of the midseason. That's my prediction.
And
Morgan will probably join them before
the
end.
Well, my overall guess is that, just like Terminus, everybody gets captured. But Tyrese and Carol also do, by the same people who captured Beth. And then Morgan comes to the rescue. He's like, oh, shit, they got my boy Rick.
Well, Tyrese and Carol are separate now.
Yeah. Well, right now.
Separated.
See, but
Carol took off. That was Daryl.
I like the way Rick acted in this last episode.
Oh, I didn't.
I actually liked it.
I think the people from Terminus needed to be killed, but I think the way he did it was... the
barbaric.
Same reason Glenn gave him that look. He's like, no, we have to be better. We should have just given one shot to the back of the head and let it be done. Because eating people just like the zombies were. They needed to be killed, but...
Well, Rick did
but
make
they
him a
said,
promise.
Talking
yeah, but
dead.
You,
this
but
is the
you
reason
also,
why they built a church instead of did it in an actual
It would be different if they had attacked the church while Rick and them were there. Basically,
no,
what they did...
Them,
I know, but I'm saying, but basically, it's almost as if they attacked his children directly. Because they saw him, Of course, I would have done the same thing.
It was Rick's whole plan.
I'm just glad to see Michonne back with her machete.
With her blade,
I knew that was going to happen. Michonne has to have her sword. You knew that was coming back to her. One final thought that we didn't get to mention. I actually want to mention. Now I saw like 20 posts on the Marvel movies. I only saw one post on the Pope's announcement.
The Pope's announcement?
Oh, yes. The Pope's announcement.
Stating
about the Pope made an official announcement changing the official opinion that
of the Catholic
church believes in evolution.
Oh!
And the Big Bang Theory.
And
the church still believes in God.
But that God is not the wizard.
Evolution is still possible.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Well, evolution is not only possible. We know that evolution happens.
Well, I mean, yeah. They're saying that evolution is real.
That man came from the same descendant that apes came from? Is that what he's saying?
No.
He's saying that humans evolved over time. It's more of an intelligent design position.
Okay. Yeah. Because evolution happens. We know it happens. That's why you're able to catch a different flu every damn year.
The headline I remember reading about it.
This Pope's going to get assassinated.
He will.
Right?
It's going to be a problem. Seriously, it's a problem.
Like he said, you know, evolution is possible, and God is not the wizard that makes things appear out of air.
I was watching CNN, and they were saying that Pope John Paul II believed the same way,
but he wasn't,
barely spoke about it, but never like this.
No. Well, he couldn't. In the '80s. Mm-hmm. In the '80s, there's no way.
And he had to go around in the bulletproof Pope-mobile.
Yeah, this Pope drives around like a Saab, like an old shitty car.
Yeah,
this is an awesome Pope, man. I'm not Catholic. I went to Catholic school for a while, but he's an awesome Pope.
Now, there was a comedian who said, you know, if you have such faith in God, why do you need a bulletproof car?
Yes.
if someone kills you, you're just going to heaven.
That's why you always see those stories where psychics are winning the lottery, right?
It's like thing that I saw, it said, if a pope gets killed, is he promoted or fired?
Yeah.
And so I actually like this pope because he's made a lot of good strides from bringing the Catholic Church out of the Dark Ages, I think.
There could be Catholic-branded freaking birth control by the end of that time this Pope's done,
which means Hobby Lobby's whole lawsuit was
But it wasn't that long ago he also came out in support of gay marriage.
Right. Yes. Homosexuality wasn't a sin.
I was very surprised when he didn't come out and say that exactly.
He said, we all sin. You shouldn't choose your way you sin. And then in the next sentence talked about how we shouldn't shame people who are in love just because they're in love.
Yeah. Right. And so, in a roundabout way, that's what he said. He's also encouraging the church members to bring them to church.
Yeah, he's trying to say it in a fashion that isn't going to get him shot right away.
I think the next thing we'll see from the Catholic Church is female priests and non-celibate priests. Which is really
There actually is a priest here in the U.S. that is married.
Well, not Catholic, though.
Yes, he is Catholic.
He became a priest later.
Yes.
It wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a different position other than priest.
And celibacy. They need to come off of that celibacy thing.
They do.
A non-celibate position, like a preacher type position. Do you know, you could be a family man.
Did you know historically the reason why priests are celibate? Back in the day when Catholicism was first getting started up, priests were allowed to marry, but they were giving all of their wealth to their spouses and their family. Right? And back in the day, churches collected a lot of wealth.
Yeah.
So they said, no, you can't get married. Anytime you die, a priest dies, we get your money, the church.
Yeah, everything goes to the church.
And look where that led to priests raping children so they could get off.
Well, back in the day, Catholicism, or the Catholic Church, was as much of a government as it was a religion.
When the Holy Roman Empire fell, it was the churches that took over and why we had the Dark Ages.
You know, so if this is them, I think, turning more into an actual religion and less trying to be a government body.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
Definitely. Especially if you look at the past, like during World War II, how the Catholic Church and Rome, that part of Rome where the Vatican is, was able to avoid Nazi, you know, influx while all of Italy was... Yeah. Mussolini, right? They were able to get over that because of their political ties around the world. Yeah. How deep are we getting, man? Are you serious?
There was a reason why I brought this up in the final thought.
So I need to take my shoes off to walk out.
That's a long final
thought. This could be a much longer debate. I didn't want to get into a heated
science versus religion argument
or anything.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a big deal.
Very big deal. I didn't hear that.
No matter what your stance, go look it up. Check it out.
I guess we see who I worship. Yeah. Marvel.
There is a really neat video series of documentaries out called We Are Economy, or We Are the Economy or something.
Okay.
And it's a project by Yahoo and Morgan Spurlock. Oh. And it's a bunch of documentaries, so you can look it up.
You have what my attention at Morgan Spurlock.
I love that guy.
He does like three or four of them, and a bunch of other people he picked out does a bunch of them. And they're all like 10 to 20 minute videos about various ones about recessions. One's about faith-based economy.
Awesome.
One's about, you know, just all different aspects of economic things. One's about tax code. And
very cool,
one was about the origin. The one that actually starred him as a person. He did a couple of them, but he was actually in one. It was about caveman economics.
Oh, very cool.
You know, about the invention and the basic concepts. Why the free market economy came up. And they're all neat videos. They're on Yahoo. Free to watch. Go check them out.
Love Learn Morgan something. Spurlock, man.
Entertain the brain. Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for episode 59 of Geeks of the Square Table. Check out Outright Geekery and all of our exclusive coverage
of
GMX, including that wonderful interview done by yours truly.
Yes. Thank you. He's gonna break his arm, Pat.
What day did you do that interview?
I did it Saturday morning.
Just walking in.
It just happened. I just got my press register, and he was walking out right after I picked up my press badge. I'm like, I know that guy.
On my way to the Grunberg Q&A, I ran into him out the elevator. He was coming out
He's
the elevator.
He's a really cool guy.
He even like said, hi, how you doing? I'm like, good.
Yeah, I mean, I sat there and I waited, and like one of the security guards was like, hey, do you charge for taking pictures? The thing he wants to take a picture. He's like, hey, if you want to take a picture, just take a picture. It's cool. And I was like, well, I was just going to wait for you to finish smoking and see if I could interview you a little bit. And he's like, yeah, sure. You know,
watch the video. It's on Outright Geekery. It's a little bit ways down. Search for GMX on the site, and it should pop right up.
Yeah, it's also on the Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
So check us out here, Comic City 2, or ComicCity2.com, our Facebook Comic City, or OutrightGeekery.com, our Facebook.com/OutrightGeekery. I'm Lawrence of America. Have a good night. See you next Geek Time, next Geek Channel, or same Geek Channel.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Awesome. I'm home. All right.